Hello, you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is your host, Chloe, and I'm super excited. We have a great show for you today. I'm joined by a guest host who you may be familiar with.
Sajia.
Yeah, so Sajia writes for our website, the Permanent Rain Press, so she'll be back here. Are you excited?
Yeah, of course I am.
And we have a couple of guests who will be coming in. The first guest is already here. I'll introduce him and we'll come back after we play a song. It is Vancouver-based folk alternative singer-songwriter Evan Clark, also known as his kind of performer name, Evan Ivins. So we'll be chatting with him about the release of his debut album, and he'll also be playing an acoustic song for us. I'm going to kick things off with Trinket by Darling Twig. Darling Twig is a Winnipeg acoustic folk act. They have really nice angelic harmonies, a calming, at ease effect, and this is off their album Trails, which came out at the end of October. So once again, here is Trinket by Darling Twig. Welcome back. Once again, that was Trinket by Darling Twig, and you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. So, as I mentioned earlier, we have a guest in studio, Evan Ivan. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, good. And you?
Doing good. So, let's talk about your debut album, Afterlight, which came out in September. Take us through the major themes of the record.
The major themes, well, the majority of the songs were sort of written as I was, like, pretty cheesily, like, looking up into the stars and, like, wondering about why we're here kind of thing. Yeah.
So very existentialism-like?
It is, yeah. It's sort of it's an album that asks a lot of questions. Yeah.
Cool. And you not only sung on the release and wrote the music, but you had a heavy hand in the production, recording, mixing, and editing side.
Yeah, I kind of pretty much, I did everything from writing the songs to, like, the final product. mixing and editing and stuff, yeah.
Did you always know that you wanted to have, like, such a heavy involvement with the music?
Yeah, I think since I was, like, 14 years old, I've always been interested in writing music, making music, and the engineering side of it. So I think I just decided if I'm going to do an album, I'd like to have, like, complete creative control over every aspect of it, just to see what would happen. So that's what this is.
And you did a lot of this at Nimbus School.
I did, yeah. I did a lot of the bed tracks with my friend Dallas Rogers over there. Yeah.
So you are also, you graduated from Nimbus. You're an alumnus. What can you say about your time there? What did you learn?
I learned so much. I actually had a great time. It was just like a one-year, pretty intensive program. But it afforded me like so many cool opportunities, like being an assistant producer for the Peak Performance Bootcamp. It hooked me up with like tons of like, I got some sweet internships and stuff out of it. I had a great time there. All the teachers were fantastic. It was great.
Does it kind of teach you like the kind of business side as well? Or is it mainly just...
No, they have a separate program for music business. Yeah.
Very cool. So... Yeah, your release, as you mentioned, kind of cheesy, Looking Up at the Stars.
Yeah.
Like, lyrically, what other kind of themes are intertwined within the music?
Themes. Well, I guess there's a couple cheesy, like, love songs on there written about, like, girls. And, you know, and a lot of it is written about my family as well, too, I think. And sort of experiencing, like, having moved away and being away for, like, 4 or 5 years. Sort of dealing with being away from the family that I'd spent decades with. Kind of thing. Yeah.
So you're originally from Alberta and
yeah.
You've spent around 5 years in Vancouver. What can you say about the local music community?
I think it's great. Nimbus actually afforded me like a lot of contacts in the sort of the Vancouver scene. So all the bands and all the engineers and people that I have met, they're incredibly cool and talented.
That's great. Yeah, Vancouver has, I would say, like a really thriving music scene. So it's great to see like acts of all different genres and styles.
Yeah, yeah. It's really cool. There's tons of incredible artists here.
So the album was a while in the making. You released a number of EPs like dating back to 2013.
Yeah.
How has your sound evolved since then?
I think it's sort of more defined, if that makes sense. The songs are more complex. And I think the instrumentation is better because over all those years that I was recording those previous EPs, I sort of got better at the instruments. And I got better at using, like, the software, like Pro Tools and Logic to make the music sound better.
Yeah, so definitely, like, the technical side you build.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the technical side for me plays a huge role in, like, producing songs. Yeah.
So, before we hear your song, what are your plans for the rest of the year and into 2017?
The rest of the year? Well, I'm actually working on two other EPs currently. One's sort of like a poppy, folky kind of one, and the other one's going to be more electronic-based. So I'll be finishing those up and working with some other artists and maybe playing some shows, having a good time, yeah.
Cool, cool. So those new EPs, are they kind of like concept-based or you're just going for like the differing genres?
I don't actually intentionally do it, but I make music of different styles all the time.
Yeah.
And which you could see on the album because there's some electronic pop and some folk stuff. So I'll tend to write like one song that's electronic and then I'll do an EP sort of following in that theme, or I'll write a pop song and do an EP in that theme. Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, we definitely look forward to your upcoming plans and your new music. I'm going
to
play a song now and then we'll come back and we will be treated to a song by Evan Ivan. But before that, we have for you Arizona Red Eyes by Grotto Mall, a post-punk jazz influenced band from Victoria. This is off their new EP, according to... the Permanent Rain Press co-founder Natalie, she gave me this quote to use: surf rock for the slow dance. So here's Arizona Red Eyes by Grotto Mall.
Thank you. the most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season two. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
This is Nicole from UBC Heart and Stroke Foundation Club. Here at HSF, we aim to promote health and wellness, provide financial and volunteer support for the Heart and Stroke Foundation of BC and Yukon, and foster interest in cardiovascular disease research. If you want to be part of an amazing community of heartthrobs, learn more at www.ubchsf.com.
Welcome back. Once again, the song you heard before those short messages was Arizona Red Eyes by Grotto Mall, and you can check out their new EP on Bandcamp. So we have Evan Ivan here with us.
Hello.
And he is going to introduce the song he's going to play.
Yeah, this is track 4 off my new album. It's called You Don't Love Me, You're Just Lonely. Here we go.
Lonely too.
Thank you.
That was amazing. So that is about it. We always ask people we interview, if you could be any ice cream flavor, which would you be and why?
Strawberry, just because it's my favorite.
Good answer. So, yeah, you can get Evan Ivan's debut album, Afterlight. It is available on iTunes and Bandcamp, I believe.
All the online platforms.
Where can people follow you on social media?
Yeah, I've got a Twitter account, twitter.com/EvanIvan. My Instagram is EvanIvanEvan, and Facebook, which is, I think, just Facebook/EvanIvanMusic.
Great. So people definitely go check that out. As mentioned earlier, Afterlight, it's a really good release. Great folk, pop, electronic textures all mixed into one album. And he puts a lot of heart into it and it shows. So definitely check out Afterlight. And thank you to Evan for coming in to
talk. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have you back sometime soon. Or as you mentioned, you'll be playing some new shows hopefully in the new year.
Yeah.
So we'll also probably be posting about those. Yeah,
cool.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
So now I have a new song by a Toronto dream pop duo. This is Flash Burn by Twin Rains off their debut album Automatic Hand, which comes out on November 18th. So here is Flash Burn by Twin Rains.
Take me some ball, give me any time you explore. You've been there.
Welcome back. Once again, you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CATR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Dark Blue by Summaries, which is an Arizona pop-punk band that was off their second EP, Chapter 1, which came out at the beginning of November. So they're dishing out major Warped Tour vibes. It's taking me back to the summer. Raw emotional and melancholic lyrics as well. And the song before that was Flash Burn by Toronto dream pop duo Twin Reigns. So we had Evan Ivan in, and we're so excited. Now we have our second guest in studio, and we'll be talking with him after we play another track. But it is Josh Bogert, who is an actor and musician. He's from Vancouver. He just released his new EP, which is super exciting, and we are looking forward to talking with him about that. Now for you, I have another new song. This is called Moving You by Vacay, who is Toronto singer-songwriter Levi Randall. He's also in the Family Channel show Lost and Found Music Studios, which is cool. Really like the new song. So here is Moving You by Vacay.
Eyes look up at me, and my nerves kick in. Spirits connected, yeah, we're paper thin. You show me your heart, and I love what you give. I've waited so long to be with you again.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio, and once again, the song you just heard was Moving You by Vacay. So we have a guest in studio. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. My name's Josh Bogert.
Yeah, so Josh is from Vancouver, and he has a lot of projects going on right now. He just released his debut self-titled EP. Let's talk a bit about your background in music and arts. It's pretty extraordinary: choir, concert and jazz bands, open mic performances. So can you speak briefly about how this exposure and experience has helped you develop as an artist?
Yeah, for sure. So I started music when I was 4 years old. I started violin lessons. I always wanted to play guitar, but we decided that I should start on a more classical instrument like violin. I ended up playing violin for 7 years, and then when I turned 10, I started playing guitar. I played both for a year, and then I switched over to guitar because I liked it better. But anyway, the violin, the classical training, gave me the knowledge and the skills to pick up the guitar quite easily, as well as other instruments that I now play, like the saxophone, the drums, the piano a little bit, and I also do a lot of digital creating of sounds. But anyway, that classical bass sort of gave me the theory and the knowledge to be able to do that. And now I've participated in school bands. I'm in a community choir right now, and we're actually traveling to California in December. We'll be going to Disneyland, so that'll be fun. But yeah, it's given me a lot of opportunities to do things that I might not have otherwise had the opportunity to do.
So you play a lot of instruments, and I'm sure many of them are self-taught. Where do you find this motivation to teach yourself?
I love it so much, you know. I mean, when I was little and I played the violin, it was a lot of my parents telling me, you know, you need to practice every day, and they would sit with me and get me through it. But as I got older, I started to appreciate it more and more, and I started just wanting to do it more and more. And so now I don't really call it practicing anymore. I just love to make music all day, every day. And it's not like a schedule, you know, half an hour every day. I do it all the time, and I love it so much.
So you mentioned also you do have some knowledge about like kind of the recording side as well. So where did that interest come from?
Well, when I started writing music is really when it started. And me and my brother thought it would be cool if we, you know, got a little mic and tried to record the songs that I'd written. And it was a long time ago when we just had like a really crappy microphone and some bad audio equipment. But anyway, that's how it started. And then I started to experiment more with different programs and stuff. And now I have a little studio in my house where I record demos and everything. And I remix my own songs as well, which is something that I really like to do, is remix my songs. But yeah, and it just grew and grew and grew. And then I got more and more into it.
So you talk about writing music, but you're still relatively young. Mm-hmm. Where do you find inspiration for song content?
I mean, I try and write songs about things that everyone can relate to, especially, you know, I can really relate to things that teens can relate to. So, I mean, I try and make my lyrics as relatable to everyone as possible. A lot of times the songs that I write aren't necessarily about what they are to me. So I'll write a song about something in my life, but the lyrics don't actually reflect that literally, but metaphorically they do to me, if that makes sense. For example, the song, the final track on my new EP, Far Away, I originally wrote that song for the cast and crew and everyone who was involved in the making of the TV show backstage. And everyone else that was there is from Toronto, and I'm the only one who's from out here in Vancouver. So it was kind of hard when I had to say goodbye and fly back to Vancouver and I wouldn't see them for a while. But anyway, I decided I would write a song about it. And later on, I was listening to the song and I was like, there's so many good elements about this, but it's so specific to my life that I don't know if I would want to release it this way, because, you know, there are so many things that people can relate to, but I wanted it to be relatable. So I ended up rewriting it and going back over the lyrics, and it ended up being more sounding like a love song. But to me, it's still about those people who are like family, who were part of backstage. So yeah.
Wonderful. So definitely like an ode to the cast and crew, your time in Toronto.
Yeah, for sure.
So you just mentioned, yeah, your debut EP. The response has been great. How much has that support meant to you?
It means so much, really. It's awesome when I can put my music out there that I've created and I've spent time and that I really, really like, and I can put that out there and other people like it too, you know. It's always sort of when you're putting it out, you're like, oh, is it going to be like, are people going to like it? Is it, you know, because it's really a part of you. And it's hard to like put that out there and just say, you know, everybody listen to my soul and, you know, but it's really great when you can put that out there and people really enjoy it and support you. And that's like the best feeling ever.
How do you find a balance between making your music both relatable but also keeping it personal at the same time?
I don't know. I think what it comes down to is everyone has had experiences in their lives that they can share with other people. And so all the things that I'm experiencing, it's not like, I mean, there might be different scenarios, but the basic ideas are relatable to everyone. Everyone's experienced it in some way, shape, or form, is what I'm trying to say. So I try and write about the general topic. And if I can relate that to my own experiences, but keep it about a general topic that a lot of people can understand and relate to things that they've done, that's when I know I have a good song.
So regarding your sound, it's kind of more pop leaning, but it's great because mm-hmm. you can also tell like there's jazz, contemporary, classical elements, you know, from your past, your musical background. So for those who haven't heard your music before, like how would you describe your sound?
I would say it definitely fits into the pop genre for sure. But I think my overall sound of all the music that I've written is very eclectic. I like to take elements of different genres, especially because I've had the experience with classical training, jazz training, and I love listening to all genres of music. I like to take elements from all those genres and put them into my music. Now, this EP that I've just released sort of is directed in one sort of theme, and I would say it's more mixing electronic samples with acoustic sounds, I think is sort of the theme of this EP. But yeah, I'd say with my music that's coming out later and all the stuff that I'm going to write in the future, I love to experiment with different sounds and different genres incorporated into my own sound.
I know you have a classical music background, and pop music is kind of different from classical music.
For sure.
How are you able to incorporate stuff from your violin classical training into your own music?
I mean, I think when music started out, I mean, classical music goes way, way back, and it's sort of the root of all modern music, has those same key elements that the classical music did, the same chords, the same scales, same sound structures, the same basic emotions that are tied to the sounds. So there are so many parts of that that I can definitely incorporate into pop music, but then adding modern twists to it, if that makes sense.
Cool. So we're going to play a song now, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Josh more about the TV show he's on backstage and his Big Ticket Summer concert tour that he did over the summer. So now we're going to play you Too Close by Little Crow. They are an alt indie duo from Vancouver. This is off their debut self-titled EP, which came out earlier this month. They have nice, sweet, haunting sounds reminiscent of Daughter. So here is Too Close by Little Crow.
Here we are.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio. Once again, that was Too Close by Little Crow. So now I'm going to pass it over to Josh, who's actually going to play us an acoustic song first. So do you want to introduce it?
All right. This is the first song off my new EP. It's called Drowning in the Dark.
My love, my life, I'm trying to light a fire in the wind, but it's cold and dark. I'm on the outside trying to get back in, and I'm not strong and I'm not brave, I'm barely even bold. But all I know is now I just can't do this on my own, 'cause I'd be alive but a mess in the mirror. Without your love, 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 love for me, I'd be drowning in the dark. But your heartbeat, beat, beat, beats for me when I don't wanna start. Without your love, 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 love for me, I'd be drowning in the dark. But your heartbeat, beat, beat, beats for me when I don't wanna start. My love, my life, I must confide that I'm a little bit less of me without your eyes. I'm lost at sea when it's just me. I'm aimless and I'm blind. And most of my mistakes are made when you are not around. I never meant to let you down. Now I know I just can't do this on my own. Cause I'd be alive, but a mess in the mirror. Without your love, 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 love for me, I'd be drowning in the dark. But your heartbeat, beat, beat, beats for me when mine don't wanna start. Without your love, 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 love for me, I'd be drowning in the dark. But your heartbeat, beat, beat, beats for me when mine don't wanna start. Without your love, love, cause I'd be alive, but a mess in the mirror. Without your love, 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 love for me, I'd be drowning in the dark. But your heartbeat, beat, beat, beats for me when mine don't wanna start. Without your love, 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 love for me, I'd be drowning in the dark. But your heartbeat, beat, beat, beats for me when mine don't wanna start. Without your love, 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 love for me, I'd be drowning in the dark. But your heartbeat, beat, beat, beats for me when mine don't wanna start.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So the music video for that song also just came out.
That's right.
How was filming that? Was it done back in Toronto?
Yeah, so that was back in Toronto in an old abandoned church from, I think, the 1800s. Anyway, it was such a cool location. Very, very cool. But the tricky part was that in the summer in Toronto, it gets up to around 40 degrees Celsius, and that was one of the hottest days I think that I felt while we were there. So, and there was no air conditioning in this old church, so it was very warm while we were filming. And we filmed all day, but we got a lot of good stuff, and I'm really happy with how it turned out. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it does, and people can check that out. It's on YouTube, I believe. It plays on Family Channel as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's on Family Channel and on Cardinal Point Music's YouTube channel.
Cool. So, Big Ticket Summer Concert Tour. You did that in the summer. Unfortunately, there was no hometown date in BC.
Unfortunately, no, not this year.
But what did you take away from the whole experience?
I mean, performing in front of audiences like that has been my dream since I was really little. And it was a dream come true. Honestly, it was so amazing. I felt awesome on stage. I had a ton of fun, and I got to meet a whole bunch of new people, which was really awesome.
Yeah, so the cast members of The Next Step, Lost and Found, they were on the tour as well. And, you know, you don't film at the same time, so you don't get to interact with them a lot. So
right.
What was that like?
That was really cool. I think whenever I'm in a space with a whole bunch of people who are individual artists who are so creative and amazing, it's cool to build friendships with those people, but it's also a great learning experience for me. And I learned so much about myself and my art and all the possibilities.
Do you have any fun stories from the tour life to share?
I'm trying to think of, there was a lot of fun moments, definitely. I mean, after the show, a lot of times we'd go back to the bus and we'd turn on the music and we'd all be dancing in the bus. It was pretty fun. But yeah, definitely, it was cool because we got a day off in Quebec City, which was cool because I got to practice my French. But there's one time I went to the Starbucks and I ordered my drink in French. And then the barista replied to me. She was like, "Anything else with that?" in English. And I was like, "I was just trying." Yeah, that's my story.
No harm in trying, hey?
Yeah.
Got to practice sometime.
Yeah.
So Backstage Season 2, you filmed this summer. I know Season 1 is still airing. So before we tease what's to come with that, what was it like, you know, reuniting with basically the same people from season one?
It was really cool because I hadn't seen them in a while. I mean, I saw them a couple times during the year, just for like promo shoots and stuff. I was out in Toronto, but yeah, I didn't really get to spend a lot of time with them. So it was nice to spend the whole 2 months reconnecting with them and keeping those friendships.
So season one, what's to come? We know that Miles is dealing with some personal issues as well, but, you know, also going through school, building relationships, obviously, with Aliyah. So what's to come?
I mean, in season one, near the end, all I can say is it gets pretty real between Miles and Aaliyah, and there's a cliffhanger at the end, but I won't spoil it for those who haven't seen it yet, because it hasn't aired yet, but I guess
I
know
what
happens. Well,
it has aired somewhere, I think. The timing's a bit
Yeah, the different countries is different, but it hasn't aired in Canada yet. So there's a cliffhanger at the end, and then in season two, you guys can look forward to a whole bunch of new storylines, more drama. It's super exciting, lots of surprises. And one other thing that I can tell you guys to expect is some crossover between the music side and the dance side in season two.
That's great, because, yeah, there's not a whole lot of interaction on screen between the two right mm-hmm. now, so definitely looking forward to seeing all the cast members kind of come together, mm-hmm. hopefully do some nice music or dance pieces with that. Cool, so new episodes of Backstage air Fridays on Family Channel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Fridays at 7:30.
Do you have a message for your fans that you want to put out there?
I mean, the support is awesome. I just want to thank you guys for the continuous support. You guys are all amazing. I love what you guys say on social media. I read all your comments. Unfortunately, I don't always have time to reply to you all, but keep up the positive commenting. It's really awesome. Yeah, it's great to hear from you guys, so good work.
Cool. Well, thank you so much to Josh for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you.
And for playing us the song, of course. It was great.
Thanks.
So we look forward to catching you on Backstage. Thank you to Evan and Ivan for coming in earlier, and Sajia, obviously, for guest co-hosting. We have a new episode on November 29th, mm-hmm. so definitely tune in at 1 p.m. for that. I'm going to end things off with a song by Blame Candy called When I Was Cool, off their EP 1, which came out in October. They are a Philadelphia band, rock, pop, 80s, and psychedelic vibes. So here is When I Was Cool by Blame Candy. Thank you for tuning in.
I don't.